Westlock. After a two-year absence, the Westlock and District Agricultural Fair is returning this summer. The much-anticipated event, hosted by the Westlock and District Agricultural Society, will be held on the Ag Grounds, August 19-21. We're very excited. The fair kicks off with the parade on Friday, August 19, said Ag Society First Vice President Carl Larson. Due to the pandemic, there may be some challenges with the summer fair this year, noted Larson, but excitement is growing and the Ag Society is busy ironing out details of the three-day event. We'll be short a few things. So far, we're still trying to find the midway because our usual midway is not available that weekend, said Larson. We are excited to have it, it's just that we're not 100% sure yet what we're going to be able to have. The fair has entertained area citizens and families for more than 105 years. A midway with games and rides, a demolition derby, a parade, chuckwagon and chariot races, a rodeo, draft heavy horse pull, concession stands, and a horseshoe tournament are just a few of the activities people can expect to enjoy during the summer fair. There's people from the city, there's people from BC that come here, said Larson. We're just trying to bring it back the best we can with the support and help that we have. It's because of that community support that the event is returning this year, he noted, adding that it's the biggest fundraiser for the Agricultural Society every year. It requires a lot of volunteers and dedicated helpers to put on, and the society was thrilled to see people step up this year. We had a late start to planning because we didn't have enough volunteers, explained Larson, noting a call went out for volunteers in March. Finally, we got just enough here at our last meeting, in early May, so we decided to go ahead with it. It's been a difficult 2 years not being able to have the summer fair or hold Ag Society meetings. Larson said money raised from gate entrance fees go towards costs for the fair each year, and the Ag Society voted to keep rates the same as they were in 2019. If we have good attendance, we have enough to continue for another year. Christine Jean, TownandCountryToday.com.